6:45. Let's get started. I have a son who is in Shalavim this year, so he is in the middle of quarantining for 2 weeks. And when you lock someone in a room for 2 weeks, they start to get creative in terms of entertaining themselves. So one of the chevre in his room is someone who is what they call a very picky eater. He does not eat very many things, and the chevre decided that a good project to work on over the quarantine would be to do some sort of amateur food therapy on this young man, and they're going to feed him all of the foods that he doesn't like till he gets used to eating these foods, so that one day he'll be able to go on a date and he'll be able to eat a salad. That's what they've been trying to force feed him, red peppers and lettuce and all sorts of different things, hoping that he will learn how to eat like an adult. I was actually at a Talmud's chasana recently, and on my way out, I just passed by the table where the chasana and kala sit. They weren't actually at their table, but I noticed at the kala spot there was a nice su'uda like they had for all the guests, and at the chasana spot there was chicken fingers and chicken nuggets and French fries. He got the children's menu. So sometimes, you know, a person wants to develop an adult appetite. So what they're doing is they're feeding him these vegetables that he mamish can't stand. And the shaila was, should he recite a bracha before eating these vegetables? And I found this to be a fascinating shaila because there is no explicit discussion of this in Shulchan Aruch, of whether one recites a bracha on something that he mamish doesn't like. This is not the only circumstance that could happen. It could be that you're at someone's house. Let's say, you get engaged and you meet your kala's family, and they make their signature dish, salmon teriyaki, and you can't stand fish, you know, but you want to be polite, you don't want to make a bad impression, so here you are eating this thing that you know that you can't stand. Should you recite a bracha on it or should you not? So the issues are, just in Lamdas, first issue is whether the issue of saying a bracha is a personal issue or a universal issue. It's whether the requirement to say a bracha depends on your own experience of enjoyment from the food, or it's some objective standard of this is food and is something that people enjoy. So the Rishonim Acharonim do not really talk about this. You could speculate, you know, about it a little bit, but there's a Ravya in Maseches Brachos that says that if someone wants to eat something, as long as it's not harmful, then they have to say a bracha, even if they don't enjoy it at all, and even if it's something that nobody enjoys. But it's not clear that everybody accepts that. So that's one issue. The other issue is whether the mechayev of the bracha is the taste of the food or the nutritional value of the food, or either one. Meaning, what if you have something that has great nutritional value but no taste? Or what if you have something that has no nutritional value but great taste? The Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Dalid says that someone could say a bracha on water that has no taste if it helps you digest the food. I mean, if you're just drinking water, but not because you're choking, you're just drinking water, then you would say a bracha on water, even though it has no actual taste. So it's not the taste that's the mechayev, it's having it as a derech achila. So that's the lumdus a little bit. But as far as coming out with the halacha, you have to look at like similar cases. You know, there's a derech in halacha of, my father-in-law once described to me that this is the way he viewed, the way Rav Vadi Yosef deals with a number of piskei halacha, that he quotes so much, and very often what he does is he quotes things that are not mamish exactly the case that he's dealing with, but it's like there's a way of thinking about things where you have your target and you discuss everything that's around that target, that's within the vicinity of the target, to get an idea of what direction the halacha is leading. So there are a number of similar cases. There are five similar cases. None of them are an exact match. There is a discussion of eating something mishum refuah. I have a piece about this in my second sefer, about a bracha on medication. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Siman Reish Dalet Sivches, that any food or drink that a person is having for medical reasons, if they taste good and you enjoy them, then you say a bracha before and after eating them. Mishabur over there in Sivkat Mem Gimel says that even if you have no appetite for them and you're not really hungry for them, but you're eating them only because you're sick. So you know that you have to have chicken soup because you're sick, but you're not really in the mood for chicken soup, but nevertheless, you're still going to say a bracha. If, however, the Mishnah Berurah says the food tastes bad and you mamish get no enjoyment from it and you're taking it for medicinal reason, then you would not say a bracha. But that's not our case, because in our case, he's not taking it for medicine. He's taking it as a food, although you may call food therapy some type of medicine, but it's not really. He's not treating any illness or anything. Or certainly in the case where you're at someone's house and they serve you something that you don't enjoy eating, that's not for medicine. A second case that's somewhat similar, the Rama talks about right there in some Reish Dalit, that if someone forces you to eat or drink something, even though you enjoy it, you don't have to say a bracha because you're forced to eat it. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that happens to be subject to machlokas, and not everyone agrees with that Rama, and that others say that you should have to say a bracha if you are enjoying it, even though you're forced, you're taking it under duress. Now, again, that's not the same case as us, because in our case, the guy does not enjoy it at all. And it could be that no one's forcing him to eat it, and he doesn't, he just happens to not enjoy it. Maybe the exact opposite of our case. Then there are Rishonim that discuss a third somewhat similar discussion. Rishonim discuss a case when you enjoy something, but nobody else enjoys it. Meaning, it's the opposite of our case. You know, it's not that everyone else thinks that red peppers are delicious, and you're the only one that gags from it. It's that, no, the opposite. No one else seems to enjoy, let's say I have a water bottle over here, no one else seems to enjoy eating the plastic, eating the actual bottle. But I think the plastic is delicious. I finish up the water just so I can eat the plastic. I enjoy something that nobody else seems to enjoy. So the Ritva and the Ra'ah both paskin that the fact that you enjoy it is batel daito etzel das kol adam. And Shulchan Aruch and some Reish Dalid seems to assume that way. But in our case, where you don't like the food and everybody else does like it, it might be different. It might be that, no, objectively, you could say, and it is a food, or you could say, no, I'm getting no hana'as achila from it, and if I'm getting no hana'as achila, then I'm not going to say a bracha. A fourth case that might be somewhat parallel is Shulchan Aruch Pasen Simon Reish Yud Si'if Beis. Hatoim Esatav Shul Shulchan Aruch writes, Eino Tzarech Levarech Ad Revius, that someone is just tasting for a tavshil, for taste purposes, to see if it tastes good. So it does not say a bracha ad revius, v'afilu mubolo, even if you swallow it. And then he says, v'yeshomim shemubolo toon bracha, that if you're going to swallow it, then you do say a bracha. And the only time a toim does not have to say a bracha is if he's going to spit it back out. And the Rama writes, v'safik brachas lahakel, that if you're going to taste something and swallow it, but you're not tasting it to eat it, you're tasting it just to taste it. So that may be similar, a little more similar to our case. Over here, you're tasting something to develop a taste for it. Not to taste it, but to develop a taste for it. And the Rama writes, in such a case, Savik Brachas Lahakel. The one that I thought might be the closest parallel to our case is the halacha about Achila Gasa. There is a stira between two gemaras about Achila Gasa. The gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma that if someone is ochel Achila Gasa b'yom HaKippurim, that they're pater. That it's Achila Gasa, lo shmei Achila. Let's say a person stuffs himself so much, as often people do, right before Kol Nidre, and then right after Yom Kippur starts, they're stuffed. They can't fit another morsel of food, but they eat anyway. So that you're going to be potter because Achila Gasa lo shmei Achila. So Tosus Maseches Nazir and Daf Chav Gimel raises the famous question that the Gemara tells us in Nazir and elsewhere, that if a person eats an Achila a Karban Pesach as an Achila Gasa, so even though Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar lo Avid Mitzvah Mi HaKa'avid, he didn't do the mitzvah min amuvchar, but he still did a mitzvah of achilas karban pesach. So Fractosis, what do you mean you still did a mitzvah of achilas karban pesach? It's lo shmei achila. It's not called an achila at all when you're in achila gasa. So Tosis gives the answer that trei mina achilas gasa yesh, that there are two types of achilas gasa. There's achilas gasa where you're just not hungry, you really don't need to be eating right now, and then there's achila gasa where it is mamish disgusting to you. The thought of putting more food in your mouth makes you want to vomit. It's just you're so stuffed, you're so full that you can't even think. That's not called achila, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah passes in Kuf Tzad Dizayin Sivkan Chavches, that if you're at that point of achila gasa, you do not recite a bracha. So maybe one could argue that this is a parallel case. It's that kind of achila gasa that you would not say a bracha. It's not. It's a little bit different because the case of achila gasa is you're so stuffed that you can't eat. Over here, you're not stuffed. You may actually be hungry. You just can't imagine eating red pepper because that's the most disgusting thing in the world to you. So that could be. It happens to be my son told me that they couldn't imagine. The guy was reacting so terribly to the pepper that they were feeding him. And then they realized maybe the guy kept on saying, this can't be what it tastes like. There has to be something wrong with this pepper. So after a few days of feeding it to him, they tried it, and the taco was a rotten pepper that they were feeding him the whole time. So that probably they shouldn't have said a bracha on. So anyway, halacha l'maisa. So what do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So Rav Melamed in Pnei Halacha thinks that you would not recite a bracha if you mamish find it disgusting. However, my dear Talmud Yoni Rabinovich just sent me a tshuva from the tshuvas Vayishma Moshe Simin Nun Dalid, where he just collects a whole bunch of contemporary poskim. So he discusses a case where you're invited to someone's house and they bring out the salmon teriyaki and you can't stand salmon. I am to love the salmon teriyaki. I mean, I don't know why I'm giving that as an example. I was at a Shabbat last night and that's what they served. That's why I'm giving it as an example. So they happen to serve salmon teriyaki. So he quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that Chayiv Levarich Alav. But he says, if you really, really hate it, you mamish can't stand it, then better to pater yourself with a bracha on another food, even if it's just another shahakol, even if the item that you're eating is mechameshas mine dagan, but meikra adin, shahakol can pater anything. So have a drink of water and say a shahakol on the water and allow that to pater, and have in mind that should pater the red peppers as well. He then quotes that Rav Shammai Gross brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Tav Ayin Beis if you Tav Ayin Beis? Tav Ayin Beis is Hilchos Pesach. What in the world does that have to do with anything? What does the Shulchan Aruch say over there? Tzarech Litchok Atzmo V'lishtos K'dei L'kayim Mitzvos Dalet Kosos. A person doesn't enjoy drinking wine at all. You have to push yourself anyway to drink Dalet Kosos. The Dalet Kosos each get a bracha of Bar Pri Agafen. So apparently you see a raya that you say a bracha even when you don't enjoy eating it at all. However, he then quotes Rav Mordechai Gross, that if you, I don't know who that is, but he quotes Rav Mordechai Gross, that if you get to the point that you're actually going to gag and need to throw up, then you would not say a bracha based on the Gemara Bracha Staf Lamin Heim and Beis, that Shemen Zayis, which is harmful to eat, which is mazik a person, does not warrant a bracha. So anything that's mamish can be mazik you, then you're not going to say a bracha. So we would consider something that would make you throw up to be mazik a person. So I would say in this case, probably what I told him is that he should say a bracha. Then my son sent me the video of the kid eating, and it was really bad. I mean, he was like mamish gagging from it. So probably the best is to do like Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, to say a bracha of shahakol on the water. But Baruch Hashem, quarantine for my son is going to be ending in another couple of days, and this kid will be saved from his misery, and he'll be able to go back to hot dogs and chicken nuggets. That's just Hashem. But there's a little bit about that halacha about saying a bracha on a food that a person doesn't like. Have a great day, everybody.